Shir number 55. We are continuing in Parak Dalet. The Chayvus Halavavos has categorized the seven areas where one applies their bitachin, his or her bitachin. Vaschel lefarish es hachelek harishon, and he says, now I will begin to explain the first chelek. Hakolol es enyanim hanoigim leguf adam bovad, and that is the items that are beneficial. Just for the person's body, the hainu, chaya v'moysoi, life and death, tizunasoi is food, abashasoi clothing, dirasoi is home, briusoi his health, chalyoi umidaisav, and everything that happens, chalyoi is being sick, umidaisav, and anything that happens to the person positively and negatively. Hatsura hanechayna shal abitachon al alekim b'chol echad me'inyonim ha'elehi. The proper way of bitachon in all of these inyonim is sheyimser es atzmai b'inyonim eile lidei hanhaga sh'abayre gazer alav. Is for a person to work to give over himself to Hashem, v'yiftach al alekim isparach, and rely on Hashem, v'yeda, and to know and to accept, ki lo yetzu l'poyel etzloi minyonim eila, that nothing is going to happen to a person in these matters, rak oisim advarim sh'abayre yoda meroi shem anechaynim l'tzorech inyonim v'ylem hazeh v'ylem haba. Only what is best for the person, according to his needs, and Eilam Hazen, Eilam Abba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about Meraish, he knows about it from the beginning, and that is what's going to happen to us. And a person has to work to come into a mindset and a feeling and a hergish of being able to give over oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accepting the fact that he knows what's best for the person. Va'af im lefi ro'is einov nidmaloi she'ein heim toivim avurai. And even if it's possible that the person, with his own eyes, it seems that it's not good for him, lo'isafik heim atoivim b'yois elacharisai. There's no doubt that this is the best thing for a person. V'yeida ani sheno ki anhagas habari itay b'chol advarim halalu hishava. And he has to know that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with this person in all of these things are the same. There is no way for any creation to change them, and there's no power to do anything different. Rather, it's only with the permission of Hashem, with His power, the power of His decree and His judgment. And just like a person's birth and his death, being sick and being healthy, is not given over to anyone but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that person is dependent only on Hashem, can't be influenced or changed by anyone else. Kach gam loy mesura liyadam tizunasai, kakalasai, habashasai, usharinyane gufai. So too the rest of the things in this category, person's food, person's parnasa, person's clothing, all other physical aspects that a person is focused on, he has to know it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no way, as we explained in previous shurim, for a person to change it or to influence it in any way. Continues the Chayvus Halavavos, V'lamrei shebrura l'adam ha'amuna. And even though it's clear to a person in his emuna ki inyanav mesurim l'gzeiras habayri yisbarach, that everything that happens to him is decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chi ma she'habayri boicha avura hi habechira ha'toiva b'yoyzer, and what Hashem chooses is the best choice. So b'chol zois hu chayiv lasik b'emtzoim she'aviu lo yastoy eloysav. He still has an obligation to be involved and go through the motions of human effort to bring about these things. And from whatever mode or medium he uses, to choose those that are according to the way a person could see the best. V'yamin and believe kim tzuusam yasal likim es mashu gozer meroish. That through these modes that a person chooses for his ishtadlus, through the actions that a person chooses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about what he has already decreed to happen. So of course Hashem is in charge, and he determines what the outcome will be. But we have to do our part. We have to start off and do the ishtadlus. Now, as we mentioned earlier, a person has to be clear that when he's going through the motions, that he's doing it because Hashem commanded him to do it. And he continues the Chayves HaLevavos and says, L'mashal chaya adam. Let's look at a person's life. Afal pishakitzayu misper yomav tluyim megzeres habari yisparach. Just like his end and the amount of days that he has is dependent on Hashem, b'chol zayis al adam, lazis mitzidei mashabiyodei kedei lishmar achayav. Yet a person has to do his obligation to protect his health and to protect his life. Al yedei sheyecha, what he'll eat, v'yishte, what he drinks, v'yislabesh, and what he wears, v'yogar, where he lives, kefi shadarush loy, what he needs to do. V'al yashir zoyis alikim, and he can't leave this over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al yaymar, and he can't say, im ha-boyrei gozar me'roi she'echya, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees from the beginning that I live, oz hu yashir oisi b'chayim gamim lo yoichol kol yimei chayei. So too, he'll let me live even if I don't eat my entire life. V'gamim lo yetchuch l'chapes parnasa, and even if I don't try to search for a parnasa. V'gamim lo yasyagya l'mana, and if I don't work hard at my parnasa. Person's not allowed to do that. V'cheinein l'odom l'hachnis etz asmi l'sakonais al smach mitchoina agzeres habayrei. Person's not allowed to put himself in danger relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'loimar im Hashem gozer she'echyo oz eshor b'chayim gam imachnis etz asmi l'sakona, that Hashem will leave me alive even if I put myself in danger, v'al smach zeh, and relying on that, yishte sami moves, he'll drink poison, or yisakin es atzmoi lilochim imarye, he'll put himself in danger to fight with a lion, or yimshar chayis rois, or other wild animals, im huloi muchrich lezeh, if he doesn't need to. O yikbetz l'yam l'eish, or he'll jump into the yam, to the sea, or into fire. O yasid dvarim doimim shechayevein emetuchim kshuayis l'izam. Or he'll do things, other things that are dangerous for his life. He's not allowed to do that. The Torah already warned us, don't test Hashem, because a person who puts himself into sakana, the only way he could get out is one of two ways. There's only way for him to escape is one of two ways. And as we'll see in the next shiur, what those two ways are, and why that's considered testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu.